possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Buffalo Common Councilmember Mitch Nowakowski is joining us this morning on the WBEN Live Line. We're talking about Buffalo's waterfront, which continues to be a magnet for people. But, you know, when it comes to some of the amenities on the waterfront, there are a lot of questions. Mitch, when it comes to Erie Basin Marina, not just the marina itself, that itself is a question that I want to get into in a minute, but the amenities for restaurants, William Kay's, Templeton Landing, neither of those places is really open to the public. It seems like it's a very underutilized area.
It is, Susan, and I think that when we talk about how do we bring back our waterfront, we should look at assets that already belong to the city of Buffalo. So William Kay's is owned by the city of Buffalo, yet it's vacant. Last time I walked by, you could still see empty liquor bottles. And so it's really important to me that not only do we capitalize on our waterfront and our natural resources in Buffalo, but that we get people down there to start building up our economy in the city. And by people, you know, coming and spending money and enjoying our waterfront, and that includes pedestrians and boaters. And so to me, those two facilities need to be dense and they need to be repopulated with an operator that can actually bring it to its highest potential.
Is it as simple as changing the operator? Or, I mean, we've been talking about this my entire life, Mitch. I'm sure yours as well. I mean, might it be time for just a whole new idea or a fresh use of the entire waterfront area, the entire area that you're describing here, because we're always talking about getting more people down to the waterfront?
I think it's going to be a few things that are going to be able to have to turn it around. I think from like a 1,000-foot view, you know, we need to increase the design of it too. You know, we need to have more of a waterfront park when it comes down to closer to the marina, where I see people just drive their cars, drive a loop and come back. I'd rather have people walking and enjoying that natural resource. But Templeton Landing in about 20 some years ago is in a lease agreement that's about to expire. And then after talking to Bureau officials, the council could see having to dispose of Templeton Landing back to, for a court order over 20 years, back to an entity. So that's going to be something large about what they want to do with this. If the city doesn't own Templeton Landing anymore, then what does a potential sale or operation of there look like? And then William Kay's, we need to get an RFP out to get somebody in there to then redevelop that. And then ultimately the marina where the boaters are is the marina is going to need millions of dollars to repair. So we have to come up with an agreement where someone can bid on the property and then have the resources to actually be able to do all the necessary improvements for the boater community when it comes to those docks. So lots cooking down there.
Yeah, on the restaurant front, I mean, it seems like there's few options down there for people. Is there opposition to placing a restaurant on the waterfront? Because, I mean, even on the Outer Harbor, they just opened a taco stand, but it's not a restaurant. You know what I mean?
Yeah, something that's more substantial. And so Sully's down there, you know, he's doing a wonderful job. More people will know if it was the old Hatch, but that's just one restaurant where we have a ton of mileage of our waterfront that needs to be activated. So I know that the residents even that live on the waterfront want more amenities, since they have condos that are on the water and they walk everywhere. So not only do pedestrians, but restaurants in the boater community want to have more options when it comes to restaurants down there.
Is it simply a bad time to talk about this? I mean, every time you drive past, whether yesterday I was driving on Route 5, past the Outer Harbor, and then on the 192, you see what's happening at the former LaSalle Park. It seems like everything's been under construction for the last 2 years. I mean, when that's done, are we going to be singing a different tune, or does more still need to happen?
You bring up a good point, because then ultimately, think about it, we're going to be, you know, then Marine Drive is, you know, construction is going to start there in the spring, and then the North Odd Block. So it does feel that section of our city is constantly under construction for years. And I think people are now looking back and saying, okay, when are we going to get out of this cycle of development and then start enjoying it? But I do think that, you know, from 3 to 5 years, you're going to see a dramatic waterfront, just its built environment, you know, sheerly by the magnitude of just new buildings going up there. But I think that with that, we need to really start thinking about how we could bring a density of people there, because when we have a density of people, that's what's really going to activate our waterfront.
On the marina at Erie Basin, how was there ever a deal with Smith Boys? I mean, for them to pay so little to the city. I think the city's collected like $1,000 over 10 years.
Yeah, the city, barely $900. And so that was drafted about 11 years ago. And at that time, they said that, you know, the city wanted to just get out of the business of owning a marina. But ultimately, you know, my frustration with the operations at the marina is, you know, when we're going over documentation, how do we know how much money that needs to be invested in? And then if you're gaining all of this revenue every single year from the boaters, how are you only making enough revenue to pay the city barely $100 a year? That just doesn't seem like we're utilizing a city asset, let alone making or deriving any income from an asset that we own.
Well, Mitch, always thank you for the time and for coming on this morning. We'll be looking at the waterfront, I'm sure, quite a bit here, even though the summer's winding down. Mitch Nowakowski, Buffalo Common Council member, joining us live here. A special council hearing might be had in just a week or so on that issue of the Erie Basin Marina.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.